And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau according to their families, after their places, by their names: Duke Timnah, Duke Alva, Duke Jetheth. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations: Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. And thou shalt take 2 onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the children of Israel, 6 of their names on one stone, and the other 6 names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the 2 stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the 2 stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his 2 shoulders for a memorial. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of the judgment upon his heart, when he goeth in unto the holy place, for a memorial before the Lord continually. And they wrought onyx stones enclosed in ouches of gold, graven, as signets are graven, with the names of the children of Israel. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, every one with his name according to the 12 tribes. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you: of the tribe of Reuben, Eliezer, the son of Shedeur. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their polls. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Gad, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Judah, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the Lord said unto Moses, Number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward of those that were numbered of them were 22,213. And these were their names. Of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zachor. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons, but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. Unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot. According to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah, and Nebo, and Baal-meon, their names being changed, and Shibma, and gave other names unto the cities which they builded. These are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. And the names of the men are these: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And ye shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, and Ishui, and Melchishua. And the names of his two daughters were these: the name of the firstborn, Merab, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the three eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his three sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the third Shammah. And these be the names of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat chief among the captains, the same was Adino, the Ezanite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And these are their names: the son of Hur in Mount Ephraim. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. And these be the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. And they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Seariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And Azel had 6 sons whose names are these: Azricam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Seariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from the age of 20 years and upward. Then said we unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated, and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Their inward thought is, that their houses shall continue for ever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. And the names of them were Aholah the elder, and Aholibah her sister. And they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names: Samaria is Aholah, and Jerusalem Aholibah. Now these are the names of the tribes. From the north end to the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamath, Hazar-Enon, the border of Damascus, northward to the coast of Hamath. For these are his sides east and west, a portion for Dan. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel: 3 gates northward, 1 gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, 1 gate of Levi, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land.
Apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.